Chris Younger. The headlines. Zambia Meteorology Agency records a milestone in the first half of the year. Business Regulatory Review Agency commends Road Transport and Safety Agency. Sudanese Army denies bombing convoy taking aid to famine hit area. Kasanshi gets squad boosted after three players recover from injury. Now the news in detail. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Giftisia Lubalo, has directed that challenges faced by some local authorities effectively utilizing Constituent Development Fund, CDF, resource be isolated and truthfully investigated. Mr. Sialubalo says this will enable struggling councils to learn from others that have demonstrated best practices in implementing community projects. Mr. Sialubalo issued the directive when he toured various CDF-funded projects in Solwezi East constituency of Mosha Damo District in the company of the Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Granson Katambi and the Mushabano Town Council Secretary Gabriel Louis. The minister noted that while Mosha Damo has made significant strides in project delivery, some councils across the country continue to lag behind. He emphasized that identifying the root cause of such challenges and sharing source model would enhance efficiency, accountability, and equitable development nationwide.
Those constituencies that are lagging behind, we need to isolate and see to address the real challenges they are facing. Yes, because these resources are given to every member of parliament. One thing that we really take for granted as Zambians is we think releasing 36.1 million kwacha is easy as taking a cup of water. It is not. And you are not just releasing 36.1 million kwacha to one constituency. You are releasing 36.1 million kwacha to 156 parliamentary constituents. Mm. Where do you get the resources? It needs a president who is sharp up there.
The Zambia Meteorology Agency, ZMA, has reported a strong performance in the first half of 2025, with notable achievements in its mandate to promote measurement accuracy, reliability, and compliance across all sectors of the economy. Speaking during a media briefing, ZMA Executive Director Humphrey Kombani says, during the period from January to June 2025, the agency approved 7 new models of measuring instruments, successfully 2,215 instruments and standards, and undertook 57,075 certificates demonstrating ZMA's commitment to advancing human protection, supporting industrial efficiency, facilitating fair trade, and contributing to the realization of Zambia's Vision 2030 and the 8th National Development Plan. The agency has also made significant strides in ensuring compliance with meteorology regulation, inspecting 444,988 locally produced pre-packaged commodities with an overall compliance rate of 95.2%, and imported pre-packaged commodities also recorded a high compliance rate of 98%. The agency has also commenced a second round verification of instruments in the petroleum subsector with a target to verify 8,700 fuel pumps countrywide.
Now, key products inspected during the period included the following: Milieu, which gave a compliance of 97.3% to the total requirements; Flour, which gave a compliance of 99.3%; Roofing sheets, with a compliance of 100%; Cement, which gave a compliance of 89.9%; Construction of building blocks, which gave a compliance of 100%; Patching, which is used for sticking of windows, gave a compliance of 99%; the tower fix, which gave a compliance of 100%; animal feed gave a compliance of 98%; and agricultural fertilizer gave a compliance of 100%.
The government, through the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, LWSC, has embarked on major water supply projects aimed at expanding household access to safe and clean water across Lusaka province. Key interventions include the drilling of 44 boreholes across the city, the construction of new elevated tanks in Garden Park, Maken Villa, and the provision of more than 3,400 household connections. In addition, Constituency Development Fund CDF project in Baulen, Kabanana and Chinika are improving access through the installation of main water lines and kiosks. Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chiyani highlighted that these efforts are directly improving the lives of Lusaka residents. The Business Regulatory Review Agency, BRRA, has commended the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, for undertaking transport reforms, which include the anniversary licensing system and the recent introduced single-disc road certificate. These initiatives demonstrate RATSA's commitment to streamlining access to service, enhancing efficiency and lowering the cost of compliance for motorists and businesses. In a statement, Business Regulatory Review Agency Executive Director Sharon Sichilongano says the agency has noted that the anniversary licensing system in particular has resulted in reduced congestion and administrative bottleneck by spreading licensing reviews across the year in line with each vehicle's registration anniversary date. Mrs. Sichilongo further says the introduction of the single disc road certificate represents a landmark innovation in Zambia's regulatory environment.
This innovation, which will eliminate the need for separate discs, aligns directly with BRRA's mandate of ensuring an efficient, cost-effective, and accessible business licensing system, as well as its vision of promoting a conducive business regulatory environment. The alignment between RTSA's reforms and BRRA's objectives demonstrates the impact of coordinated regulatory improvements in service delivery and fostering an enabling business climate. The agency wishes to encourage regulatory agencies in other sectors to implement similar transformative reforms in order to bring tangible benefits.
The Advocate for Democratic Governance Foundation, ADEG, has welcomed the announcement by the Minister of Community Development and Social Service, Doreen Mwamba, on the deferment of the NGO Bill No. 6 to allow for further consultations with stakeholders. ADEG Executive Director Godwin Musonda says, as an organization that has constantly advocated for transparent, inclusive and rights-respecting legislation governing NGOs, the Institute commends the development that it is a positive step towards ensuring the law reflects the aspiration of the people's strengthening civil space in Zambia. Mr. Musonda has highlighted the need for a fair and enabling regulatory framework that strengthens accountability without stifling civil society's vital role in promoting democracy, development and human rights. He says that the legislation will make a difference in protecting and promoting the constitutional right to freedom of association.
NGO Bill No. 6 has consistently highlighted the need for a fair and enabling regulatory framework that strengthens accountability without stifling civil society's vital role in promoting democracy, development, and human rights. The legislation that will make a difference in protecting and promoting the constitutional rights to freedom of association. We therefore commend government for listening to the concerns raised by the NGOs and civil society.
Kabanana Ward 27 Councillor of Mandevo constituents has commended government over the developmental project in the ward. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Councillor Joseph Katongo has highlighted a number of CDF projects done in his ward, which includes the bringing of water in the ward, stating that the ward had not had water for over 30 years. Mr. Katongo says the water project is the biggest development and a maternity ward at Kabanana Health Post, and also the land for the health post that will cease to be a health post clinic. He says they have also done some roads and given out loans to people through Cash for Work.
I'm sure over 30 years we've been having a challenge of water. So the bigger project we've done is we are bringing water into Kabanana, because the project was being done in phases. I'm sure phase one is done. We're just waiting for phase two to do the completion of the work. So we are connecting water from